Say the word home, especially at Christmas time, and memories of special family traditions spring to mind. But whether it's gathering round to read the Bible on Christmas Eve, or inviting 50 people for Christmas breakfast, it's a sure thing that you have some memory that begins with the words, "That was the Christmas when." That was the Christmas when the little popper wouldn't pop out of the turkey until Fred finally pried it loose with a screwdriver. That was the Christmas when Davy got those inline skates and broke his ankle on them that Christmas afternoon. That was the Christmas when Faye's little boy locked us all in the basement family room after dinner and wouldn't let us out. Our fondest memories may involve singing the carols that signal the start of the Christmas season. Celebrating with those songs is one tradition we could trace back for many generations. It was Grandma's house, small and far from luxurious, but the two brothers had wonderful memories of playing there while they were growing up. Now, through a series of complicated incidents, it had been sold, and their aging grandmother was forced to live in little more than a shack. The brothers pooled their resources, bought back the newly remodeled cottage in those Tennessee hills, and presented it to their grandmother as a Christmas surprise. She would never again have to worry about where she would live. Instead, she was coming back home to a place that had been transformed by their love for her. God sees us hurting, needy, weak, and unworthy. He has brought us back by the love of His Son. He transforms us on the inside. Then, wonder of wonders, God Himself comes to make His home with us. So many of our Christmas memories are entwined with songs like Silent Night and Joy to the World. It's amazing to think that just two chapters in the Gospel of Matthew and two in the Book of Luke are all the facts we really have about the events surrounding Jesus' birth. In our trying to imagine what it must have been like that night, thousands of songs, stories, and sermons have been written. We just want to know the look of the stable, the sound of the angels, the excitement in the air. It's the reason there will always be something more to say about how Jesus left heaven, became human, and made this his home for a while. Shepherds knew he was something special. A choir of angels had announced his birth. The wise men knew it too. A star like no other they had ever seen led them and shone down on him like a spotlight. Mary and Joseph knew better than anyone that the baby they held in the stable was like no other child ever born. God himself was here. The song that rolled across the hills outside of Bethlehem that night was only the first of the songs about his birth that are still being written today. This time I invite our ushers to come forward as we collect God's tithes and our offerings. Home for Christmas. Sounds good, doesn't it? But realistically, lots of people don't get there for one reason or another. Maybe it's because of a commitment to some noble cause, or an obligation that just can't be passed off to someone else. Maybe it's a financial impossibility, the death of someone dear, or a tear in the fabric of love that usually holds families together. This year, maybe there's an empty place at your table, and in your heart, that's making it hard to remember how the words home and Christmas used to bring you so much joy.
A soldier bows his head, facing loneliness and fear, maybe even death. Home seems far away tonight, with freedom he defends. He prays for peace, and then he prays, let Christmas come
If you're longing to get home for Christmas, the best place to start is in God's love and grace. and God's plan for you. It's the place where you're always certain to find hope and joy and peace. It's the place you're always invited, eagerly expected, and most welcome. His heart is ready to receive you, and God's watching for your safe arrival. God waits to hear you say you'll be home for Christmas this year. Say the word home this Christmas, and be reminded that Bethlehem's child was the promised Messiah, whose coming has brought joy to the world. Today, when we sing about him, we not only look back, but we also look forward to the wonderful day when Jesus will come again. Thank you, choir, and thank you, Jack, for that wonderful offering of music to God. We are all grateful for this, are we not? They've been working on that since September. Please stand and receive this benediction. As God's people, you are chosen and anointed. You are blessed to be a blessing in this world. Go forth and sing the praises of the one who came and lived among us, and bless others. Amen.